An aneurysm.
George Bush?
George Bussy. We're trying to figure this out right now. Okay. Should I show... Sorry. Sorry, Ms. Bramble. Should I show the screen of what we're writing, or is that top secret?
Top secret.
Okay. Top secret,
Just put a picture of George Bussy.
What were we saying? So...
Don't worry about it. Okay, I have a thing that I have in my mind that's stuck in my mind. Two things, actually. Comedian called Bo Burnham. Guy is really good at the piano, released a special recently. But before that special, he spent like 4 or 5 years without making a comedy special because he actively felt guilty for making money off of his talent.
Yeah.
He felt guilty for having money. There's something that he says, like, the money that I got to put this stage together could have fed a family of 4 for 40 fortnights. That's a line in his song. If you truly feel that way, if that's not a symptom of your mental illness, of your self-hatred, that you post pictures of yourself on Instagram and cross out your face because that's how sick in your mind you are, and that's what he does.
Oh, boy.
Then go donate that money. But you're not going to do that. You're going to self-flagellate, kill yourself because you're an artist. You still want that attention. So the illness isn't, well, this money could have a better use. The illness, the issue is that I just want the attention, but I feel bad about the money. The feel bad about the money is the part that sticks around. And that's the same thing with the guy who made Everywhere at the End of Time. You've probably heard that in a meme, or you probably actually heard the actual album or the song. Clay Ball with a match on the side playing that like old tunes about dementia. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That guy refused to like register the album and didn't like that his name was being like paraded as the guy who made the album. He refused to, I think he refused to put it on Bandcamp, refused to make money off of it. Not because, hey, I want you to have this for free, not because of a motivation for charity, but because he thinks billionaires shouldn't exist. Like AOC 14-year-old tier mind that he has as an adult man. So no wonder he made an album about having dementia. It's really not surprising when you feel bad about having money. So, you know, you can bet these people are not going to have healthy familial situations or life situations in general, even though they could easily manage money or have money or get money. They could, but they won't. Just like all of these people talking about NFTs, they're probably like 15, 16.
Yes.
And they probably could get money from their mom, like $50 a month, to buy Fortnite cards.
They are doing that. Like they
are doing that.
They spend money on food and like you know, like eating out.
What?
Going out to restaurants and like
eating out the waiter?
And eating out the waitress at McDonald's.
That's really pricey.
Yeah, they spend money on like going to McDonald's with their friends and Fortnite skins, but they can't like save that up so they can get $400 to either buy an NFT when it's minted or like mint their own and like flip it or something.
Yeah, they're not going to be doing that.
What's the worst that happens at that age? It ends up flopping. You don't make money, or you just like break.
You make zero. Who cares? But you did something. But they won't be trying that, and that's the biggest thing. And this anti-NFT stuff is getting pushed top down. And the purpose of that is kill the customer base. Guys who are 30 years old and into investing already and maybe even into cryptocurrency will not care about their social standing, but they'll also not be tech savvy enough to understand what's going on. Or culturally savvy enough to understand, you know, the how an NFT could appreciate.
Yeah, because like when it's not just a choice you make anymore. It's not a matter of whether you want to buy the thing or not or make the thing. It also becomes a matter of, well, now this could become a PR nightmare. Like, what does this do for my brand, for my SOF brand? Like, if I were still in the normal realm as a creator. If I were still on YouTube making normal stuff and I decided to mint some NFTs, like I have to be, it's not just like whether I want to, it's whether I'm willing to take the flack, and it will be an absolute storm of fecal matter.
Yeah, and you
and that's
can
intentional
bet.
Because, you know, that works to the favor of Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. If we break out into Web 3.0, where it's simply the customers and the sellers with no intermediary, that cuts them out of the picture. They don't get a slice of the pie anymore. And so yeah. They either want it to not pop off, or they want there to be so much fear-mongering in the NFT space that it gets regulated, which will inevitably be to their favor.
And you know, these big banks, these big investment funds, they all own a lot more Bitcoin than they say that they own. It's something we can yes. generally presume.
What you do is, you cannot, if you're that big, if you show your hand, you can move markets.
Yes.
And so they have to hide their, you know, positions.
Yeah. If you intend on some point, and this is what Owen says, that at some point, normal brands and et cetera will move in, will make up an excuse like, oh, now it's environmentally safe and it's cool and we're going to be moving in on NFTs. It'll be after they've had enough feasting because NFT prices were not artificially, but low because of bad PR
mm-hmm.
that they pushed.
Which also tells you that if someone is displaying their position, if they're not concealing their hand, if they're putting their hand on full display, it tells you that they're trying to move markets. And there is such thing as spoofing, which is illegal in, you know, normal stocks and stuff, where you put in big buy or sell orders to essentially move the markets, but then you don't go through on them. It's like a bid and then you don't execute it. And so that's meant to either like scare people or, you know, push the price higher, depending on what you want to do. But you could apply that principle to if there's a lot of news stories getting pushed in a certain way, you know, et cetera, et cetera. They're trying to move the sentiment in a certain direction.
In the top, that's what it is. 100% that's in the top.
Yeah.
And since 30-year-olds will not be able, either are smart enough to just suppress NFTs until they can get a hold of it, or just want to indefinitely suppress it because they don't want to have to go deal with it, because it is sort of a pain to go deal with new technologies, because then you have to begin the process of regulating it and understanding. They push this through. They pressure people into not liking NFTs. Not pressure directly, but, you know, sort of browbeat people to not like NFTs, because the people who will naturally gravitate towards NFTs are people who consume media, are people who are generally into cryptocurrencies, people who want to make money, like have a real motivation to make money, and people who interact with memes, because that's inevitably what NFTs will be surrounded with. So knowing that, okay, it's going to be that culture that's going to be getting into it, like underground internet, people who already know about cryptocurrency. They're going to be young. They're going to be
like, if this weren't happening like this, the potential would be crazy, because you could start, you know, people who make memes and stuff like that, who would not be making money.
You could sell them, Daniel.
You could auction it off, and that way they make money. They don't have to rely on advertising either, if it's like something that's kind of offensive. And and then you know exactly where it came from.
Can you imagine how crazy that would be, that you could buy and sell Damn Daniel? You could buy and sell.
And people talk about people do art theft. They steal someone else's thing and then mint it as an NFT before they can. The way you get around that is you make original content. So before you put the thing out to the world, you mint it as an NFT, you know?
Yeah.
And then the point is that people do screenshot the image and share it around, because it's supposed to be a meme.
Yeah.
So
they know that it's inevitably attached to meme culture, to young culture, to young internet culture specifically.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do? Let's hijack young internet meme culture.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
To make people hate it.
Yeah. So it's meme channels with verified symbols, which is a oxymoron.
Mm-hmm. Because if you get into the actual points, there's the environment one, which is insane. Because, yes, Ethereum is currently proof of work, but it will become proof of stake, which doesn't have the same environmental impact, even close, so that'll be taken care of. But there's other blockchains that are already proof of stake, like Solana, that are gonna do NFTs, so it's just not a problem. Second, the art is bad, which is like, if you were on early YouTube as an investor and you're like, man, these videos suck, this thing will never take off. It's about the platform and the technology of the platform and not of the stuff that's on it at that time. And then the other point is that the technology is just stupid. Despite the fact that a bunch of wealthy, intelligent, influential people are getting on it, corporations, etc. The technology is just dumb because I can screenshot it.
And 100% meme channels and other influential outlets or whatever have convinced people that that's a genuine thing. It's not a joke. I thought it was like, oh, it's obviously a joke. They're joking. I go check. No, people believe that. That's a thing. That's a tactic. Like, that's their economic activism to make the world better. To, you know.
And if you're a boomer and you're watching this and you don't understand, basically, it's, you get an instance of that image on the blockchain. There's only one instance. So even if you copy the image, you don't get the thing that is on the blockchain. It's the fact that it's a unique instance of that. And the thing is, art is like using AI for self-driving cars is as stupid as using NFTs for art. Like, it's one of the worst applications. I'm not saying it's a bad application. In AI, self-driving cars, I think they'll never work, so that's a bad application. But like, because NFTs, you can do, it's called smart contracts on blockchains. You can do any contract. You can move any sort of intermediary that handles contracts to the blockchain instead. And so there's a lot less cost to consumer. So art is like the lowest level thing you could think of.
Yeah. But just, it's like, it's the inability to see the forest.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look at the tree. Oh, look at this picture of a monkey.
Yeah, somehow the autistic people who are into NFTs are better at seeing the forest than everyone else.
It's surprising.
Yeah.
It's incomprehensible. You know, I thought I was black-pilled about a lot of things. But people, the average person who...
The average person has hope in politics and, like, despair about any sort of technological innovation. Like...
The average person who I'm supposed to believe... is living better than I am because I'm a schizophrenic person in a dark corner of the internet sulking in the hatred. And I'm supposed to believe that the normal guy is a lot happier than me because he's not as worried as I am about chemicals in the water or, you know, doing drugs or having casual sex. So, and this guy has this black outlook on other human beings where he will literally see no possibility that people are not stupid and wasting their time and money and destroying their own lives and getting scammed. People will not consider for a second that that's a possibility.
It's a very specific type of thinking people are stupid. It's not always wrong to think people are stupid. I mean, some people are literally retarded. Some people are stupid. Mistaken in various ways, but there's some sort of nuance to how they got to that position they have that you believe is wrong. It it really depends on the type of people you're talking about, because it's not just internet randos or teenagers in this context. It's a lot of, like I said before, corporations and wealthy, influential people and artists and things like that who are into it. So that should make you even more skeptical of just going, well, they're stupid. Or, I mean, at least level that up to, like, it's a big elaborate scam.
On the low level, and it's being propagated in a humor format.
Yes.
Because people want to be in on the joke. People want to be part of the in-group.
Yeah, once
socially.
It's about humor, it changes the whole social landscape so that it's not just...
Yeah.
It's not politics. It's a matter of whether you're cool or not, whether you're in the know or not.
It's not about understanding technology. It's not about politics. It's not even about the environment. It's not about any of that. It's about social dynamics and them being weaponized against you.
Yeah.
So you do one of these things, you're lame,
mm-hmm.
and you're probably an incel or something else.
Yeah, you're probably a pedophile, weirdest things, man. Like, and we noticed this in commentary meme culture. This goes for all meme cultures. Like, you know, YouTubers could get brownie points just by saying the meme that was like popular.
Yes.
Just the fact that they know, whether it's funny or not, it was usually never funny. Just the fact that they know shows that they're cool and with it, and they stay on top of the trends.
I know.
And so just that is like a form. It's a form. It's like virtue signaling, but it's not your virtue. It's your like how cool you are, which I guess is a form of virtue.
We saw, like, at least I saw the video. It was a video of a guy who was some pedophile. I don't even remember what it was. I remember it was some video about some pedophile. Maybe it was about James Charles or somebody.
Yeah.
And someone commented, oh, he looks like the type of guy to own an NFT. It's to the point where just the relevance of it is greater.
No, it wasn't a video of a pedophile. It was like a text post of like this 34-year-old guy being like a pedophile.
Oh.
And the comments were like, this is the kind of guy that would own an NFT. Like, yeah, what are you talking about? It's insane. Like, really, that's the level of sort of propaganda warfare we're on. And it's weird because you really think that there's some sort of contingent of weird corporate and government interests running a campaign against NFTs? Yeah, I wouldn't put it past them. We know the CIA has projects running on the blockchain. They're behind some of the big blockchain projects.
And it's not like you need widespread cooperation between government agencies to get this done. You need like two people.
It doesn't take many people at all. Like, you need to pay one high-profile YouTuber like $10,000. Yeah.
And then the monkey see, monkey do will do the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Because that structure, that YouTube structure of verified YouTubers is already artificial, because the guys that are up there, they're not normal. They're not your regular everyday YouTuber. They're rarely ever normal, as we continue to see since 2016. YouTubers that we've known to exist since before 2016, just slowly and gradually degenerating and just showing their colors in a, not even, showing their colors in their doing what they're doing. They're being YouTubers, not because that's just, you know, how their careers ended up, but because they have some sick social, they're sick people is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot think, seldom a YouTuber is a normal, healthy person. First off that, so they're already usually sick guys who will do anything to, I just keep thinking of that pyro, like, set of messages where he talks about farting on a guy's penis. Sorry.
Well, it wasn't farting. It was like, I inhale your farts, an asterisk. Oh my god. It's like the freaking Custom Girl 420. Oh! Yeah. That's me when I inhale this 15-year-old like boy's
so much
farts.
That you'll pass out.
Oh, yeah. I want to find something those like screenshots. That. Like,
anyway, that's what I'm thinking about.
I was initially slightly freaked out when my Muslim screenshots came out. But I would be literally, like, committing suicide if someone found my, like, fart inflation pedophile messages.
Oh, that sounds like an ideas doc.
Yeah.
Fart inflation pedophile messages. That's so iceberg.
And it's hard to find them. Like, you look up my name, you get mine right away, and it's like, whoa, that's crazy. But the parasitical ones, he made a video saying, I didn't know the kid was 15, and everyone goes back to normal life. Like, what do you mean you just messaged anyone on your server who would essentially accommodate you? You know your audience is mostly children.
YouTubers are people who will do anything to satisfy and or fulfill their desires, and I'll put it that way. It's euphemistic and disgusting, but it's accurate. And if you suggest something in an amiable enough way, and maybe there's some money in it for them, you get it done. Especially meme channels, because they're often promoting things. It's not even uncommon. Like, yo, do this. I have this meme from my account. Put it on your meme channel. Some of them do outright promotions. $20 for posting.
Right, yeah, it's legit hard
minutes
to find them. I'd fart so long and hard on your lap you wouldn't be able to breathe. And he sends a picture of a fat
that?
Furry. Like a fat dragon furry. Between I mean, he was 19, but the kid he was talking to was like 15. And this wasn't the only person he did this with. He said he roleplayed with literally anyone who was a willing participant.
Like, this just means anyone, how many, just rolling the dice, he has to have done this other times. Just rolling that dice.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough. But anyway, YouTubers are an easy crowd to infiltrate. They're not very self-aware. They're usually pretty, like, case selection, immediate gratification, because they never actually developed a skill past just pooping and peeing and farting in front of a camera. Put your big butt on the camera and fart challenge. Not that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that's generally what it tends to be. And when you promote that, you're basically buying a reputation. When you use those channels for promotion, you're
coolness. Tweet something about NFTs being bad equals plus 15 social credit points. Like, we don't have an official social credit point system, but effectively, we might as well.
Have you ever played Fallout New Vegas? When you go to the to Freeside, you can buy Freeside reputation in the Atomic Wrangler just by paying the guy, and he'll put in a good word for you with the other citizens of Freeside.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
If you get a guy, a meme channel that's cool and people think he's cool to promote you, now your thing, or to counter promote, to do propaganda against something, it works out as such. It's not like, especially because they're propagandizing to 14, 15, 16 year olds. And they're not exactly the toughest crowd to impress or to trick. You can trick them. James Charles certainly proved that you can trick minors to do a lot of things.
Yeah. Ah, my gosh.
These YouTubers regularly trick minors to do things worse than hating NFTs.
Oh,
are you really impressed?
You really think it's that hard for them to run some sort of social psyop campaign against any given thing? And if they're pedophiles, like, that means they're part of the establishment. So they do talk to CIA agents.
If you're a pedophile, you get Hillary Clinton's phone number.
Like,
you get
I'm literally
Oprah's
on
phone number.
James Charles' channel right now. He still makes videos, you know, every few days.
Shane Dawson.
With millions of views.
Remember Shane Dawson? What happened? Nothing.
Nothing happened.
Because nothing happens. Period.
And there is a tendency for gay people to get away with it way more. Because Call Me Carson got slammed for talking to a girl 1 year underage. And these guys are messaging 14-year-old boys.
And then, you know, beyond the YouTuber, lower than the YouTuber, you have the watcher. And they're 15-year-olds. So a lot of them will not even be thinking about the things that they are repeating. It'll just settle like sediment so deep that they won't be like reconsidering it. The same thing that happened like after the 90s and early 2000s where Jesus Freak or Bible Thumper, Redneck, that sort of thing, that just became a meme in the most literal sense. It's just a thing that replicates without anybody noticing. It's doing it through them.
Yeah.
Just replicating.
Yeah, it is a meme in the worst possible way. The smarmy, witticism, and it's like a weapon. You say it, and everyone, you know, on your side starts clapping, and everyone on the other side gets, like, disabled.
The clap.
Everyone on your side gets the clap.
And you're also rolling the dice, because a lot of these kids who have computers and know about these things, they're also, like, at least some of them are likely to have some amount of real money.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, some of them have some real, like, $10,000 type of money.
Mm-hmm.
Because their parents are billionaires or something. And they would have been, you want to crush that potential of something grassroots just arising.
Mm-hmm.
You want it as soon as it starts mattering, it's already under control. You don't want it to already matter before you get your stinking pig hands on it.
It's like being stupid about technology that's spiritually boomer, and yet you have zoomers doing that. Like, just not understanding technology. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense. Like, the picture's right there. I can copy it. Yeah, I can copy a picture of your balls. It doesn't mean I have them in my hands.
Having given the fact that people in power with a lot of money are occultists of a variety of kinds, one of their favorite types of ritual conducting? Yeah. Ritual conducing. Their favorite methods of conducting a ritual is getting people to do it unknowingly.
Yes.
And this is literally, oh, I do something over here and I remotely hurt you over here in a different position. Voodoo. It's voodoo. Like this sort of, they call it the metaverse already. And that's probably, I don't know how real, how natural that term is.
Like let's, you know, let's, it's crazy because that is the part that I don't like. It's like this metaverse stuff. I know it's not going to be a good time and a good deal. But that part, no one cares about. No one thinks that's a problem. So it's gotta be coming from Facebook. Because they're able to, you know, divert people's attention from critiquing the metaverse, and instead they go for the environmental impact. Like the most obviously dystopian aspect. No one cares about that. It's the frickin'... How many cows farting is this equal to?